As a very amateur, very unskilled wannabe basketball player, I'm very excited about my next guest in studio. His name is Adam Ford. He is the new coach of the Cairns Taipans. Adam, welcome to the King Review.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
How are you finding Cairns? It's very, very hot at the moment. You're in Sydney there at the Sydney Kings. How are you finding Cairns?
Yeah, beautiful. Obviously, we've travelled up here as the away team a couple of times. Yes. And I've always admired the scenery and enjoyed Cairns and the people that live here. So it's great now to be a local and get out and explore the sites. And I got my family here, so we've ventured out to many a local market on the weekends. Good. And gone for little walks. And the landscape, the weather, I mean, who can complain, right?
Well, you've got to be here for about another 35 years before you can call yourself a local.
Fair enough. Just
quietly. Now, as I said, you were a coach at the Sydney Kings. Very different, apart from being very, very different locations and cities. Obviously, very different teams. How have you found coming into the Taipans? You've been here for a couple of months already. We don't have the type of budget, for example, that a Sydney or a Perth or a Melbourne does. Talk to listeners about the challenges and the transition for you going from one of the richest clubs in the NBL here to Cairns.
Yeah, look, I think, in all honesty, I think, the Taipans probably suits me better in a sense that I like to, have more say and control over certain aspects. You can have a staff of, 8 or 9, they're taking care of the logistics side of things, from, the scheduling of, gym and practices to, organising the flights. The good thing here is I've got a team manager and we sit there and we worked out the schedule and it's just him and I. And
very hands-on.
Obviously, yeah, we run it past the boss, but, I like having that control and it makes you get pretty good with your time management because, obviously there's more important things you need to worry about than what time we arrive at the airport. But, I think for me personally, I enjoy that. I like the details and all the small things. I think it all adds up. And to come here and really utilize everybody, right? So, we've got staff, we've got front office, we've got coaches. Some people have to wear 2 or 3 different hats, and I like that. I like the work ethic. I like the idea of people being more hands-on engaged, and it helps build towards the synergy and the chemistry amongst the people you work with, and not just the guys who play basketball, but everybody else. So, the transition for me has been smooth. I've enjoyed it, and I wouldn't necessarily call them challenges either. They're things that, I look forward to and thrive in, and just trying to expand on that, and we get better every day.
It would be nice to have a player budget like Sydney, though, wouldn't it? Come on.
Oh, look, what it does is you can get lazy. I feel like we've recruited some really good key personnel.
Given your appointment timing, were you able to be involved in that recruitment process?
Yeah, and this is the great thing with working with Mark and Troy was, We highlight the areas that we need to address. Obviously, let's say like the Cam Oliver replacement. We had a list of 44 and we narrowed it down and we get real nitty gritty into the character references and, the analytical side of things and how they contribute. And
bit of money ball action.
Yeah, exactly. And the funny
the
thing is yes, it's much like that because, sometimes you got to find guys that get overlooked a little bit. And, this is the cool thing is we got some guys that have been on the fringe NBA. They've still got that desire to get back in. And they've potentially been overlooked for some areas that, probably unfairly have been viewed, whether it be their shooting or their athletic ability or something else that doesn't pass necessarily the eye test. If you've got a big budget of Sydney, you can get lazy, right? An agent calls up and says, hey, I got a guy who's going to get 30K US net a month.
Yeah.
But you're competing with some Chinese team. Or you can go out there and actually go find a player and say, I want this guy. And then you're reaching out to the agent directly. And it's fun. I enjoy it. I think it's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of video and screen time with the computer to find that right guy. But, I'm obviously we haven't played a game yet. So I feel confident right now. We picked the right guys. Ask me after a couple of games if we won or lost. But
we'll get you back in February to see how you're going.
But no, I look forward to it. It's been good. And again, that's the other thing, working with Mark, and you know, we think along the same lines. And then it's just about finding a player that fits.
Talk to us then about the imports. Of course, they always attract the attention of the fans. Cairns has been very, very skilled in its recruitment because we don't have that budget, and it feeds into what you were just saying, is that they have had to be very, very picky and skilled in their recruiting. And we've had some, I remember back to Scotty Wilbekin was an incredible recruit there. Obviously, Scott Machado is back again. We've had a couple of players, Cam Oliver and DJ Newble, but even before that...
Torrey Craig.
That's yes. The name I was thinking of. Torrey Craig. Yep. So we've done some remarkable job of recruiting players. Talk to us, for listeners who may not be too familiar with the current lineup, who are the imports? We all know Scotty Machado, of course, and what can we expect from them or look out for?
Yeah, well, the cool thing about the two guys that we've brought into, with three imports now allowed back in the league again, so we've gone Tajir and Steven, or Big Zim, and, both these guys have already put an early claim to Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay.
And I think that sort of is the obvious, the main thing that they both bring is, Tajir was all defensive team last year in the G League.
For listeners who don't know the G League?
The NBA Development League,
yep.
that one step down. Mm-hmm. And then even in college, in his final 2 years in college, in his conference, he was the Defensive Player of the Year.
Right.
So he's that combo guard. He's aggressive. He's a competitor. And what was really cool about Taj in the G League was he was on the best defensive team in the league, mm-hmm. how they rated him. And then Zim, who's a 7-footer, most recently played in the Czech Republic, similar story, a guy that makes the team better defensively when he's on the floor.
Mm.
So that entire Czech Republic league, he had the second highest defensive rating, which is basically just a number to say, all right, what's the likelihood the opposition's going to score against him?
Yeah.
And the other similarity between those two is Taj won the G League championship with Lakeland in the G League. And Zim's won the championship with his side in the Czech Republic. So they're both coming off winning seasons, championship seasons. Mm. They're both defensive-minded.
And tough, because we need some tough. We need some grit.
Oh, yeah. And that's, I think, when we looked at it and gone, right, we've got a great contingent of returning guys that we wanted to keep because the talent level and where they were at their stage of their career too, where, Kwart's got his best basketball coming up in front of him. Same with Juki, they got their best basketball ahead of them. And so we needed to complement it with some things that we felt like, hey, these are the areas that we need to improve on. And obviously, there's no secret defense was lacking, and Cairns had the worst defensive rating last year. Cool. So we inject these two guys in. One's a 7-foot center, and the other's a 6-4 combo guard. And then just not those guys, but also the local contingent we've recruited in with Bull and Keanu. They also bring in a defensive element to their game. It's exciting. We're still trying to figure out how to score the basket, but we definitely will do a better job of stopping it. And you've got to start with that end of the floor first, I think.
That's a very good start. Now, you mentioned there as well that there are a lot of returning players. I mean, the bulk of the squad is from last year when we had a pretty woeful season. Can we expect a different result with basically the same roster?
Yeah, and the crazy thing is I don't see why not. I know sporting agencies and the experts around the league aren't really giving us a chance, but, when you put them up against, and again, we talk about from the numbers perspective, right? You talk about what they contribute and what they put forth. When you put them up against other players in similar positions around the league, they hold their own. And so, Nate is still one of those guys that draws.
Well, he was the standout last year. My God, he was on fire.
And there's only two players in the entire league that draw a double team, and that's Nate and Bryce Cotton. Mm. And so having one of the best passing bigs in the league draw defenders the way he does, we want to put him in the positions that help.
How's his fitness?
He's been great. I mean, a lot of it's on Nate. He's come back in the off season and he's had a goal in mind where he wanted to get down to a particular weight and be in a particular shape. And this is the off season where guys usually will be in their downtime. And again, this is what excites me about this group is the mindset of Nate to come in at the age of 35 and be in probably the best shape he's been in a while. You know, Juki's got a mindset of, you know, wanting to win and compete and be better. And again, I'll just highlight those two, but it's throughout the entire team. So, you know, we got seven returning guys and no one's given us a chance. And I love it.
You
know,
that's, you like that.
That's exactly where we want to be. Because, you know, we set the standard and expectation high for ourselves, and that's what we want to live up to.
I'm speaking here with Adam Ford, the head coach of the Cairns Taipans. Season kicks tips off on December 4, back at the Convention Centre, which is very, very exciting. What about your coaching style, Adam? I've seen you in huddles at the Kings. You seem a little bit fiery. You don't you don't mince your words when it's justified. Tell us a little bit about your style. If a player's not performing or the team's not performing the way you want, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, the funny thing is, I guess, and I know this has been highlighted, and I know also that was probably some of the concerns with even the local fan base. I mean, what you see on TV is like 3%, right? Like that's, you know, I got a great coaching staff, you know, that here now that we're taking the time to really get to know the guys, and even, you know, I mean, this week we've been doing what we refer to as player roadmaps. And so this is where we can sit down with the players individually and see and show them a vision, right, of where we expect them to go, where we see them to go, have their goals aligned with the team goals. You know, and we want to do that because you want to get that personal touch. So, you know, there's a lot of lunch dates. There's a lot of one-on-one meetings. There's a lot of time on court in behind closed doors that you got to build that relationship on. And that probably goes unseen. And that's where I, and it's not something I particularly want to show. Like that's private. You know, that's what we build with the players. But, you know, that's where we can have those robust, honest conversations. And
because you've got that relationship, that trust there.
And, I mean, it's a two-way street too. I have no problem. Everything's going to be evidence-based in what we do. We don't want to be reactionary. But, you know, if I fire up, I like to consider it being justified because it's clearly something that we, again, it's not reactionary, but if it's an issue of, you know, something that we've clearly highlighted, addressed, worked on, or goes against the core principles of our team, you know, that sort of will be that immediate, you know, snap effect. But on the flip side too, I expect the same. I would expect Scott to have robust, honest conversations with his teammates and with me if I'm out of line. I feel like if you can get those true conversations, which, again, unfortunately, sometimes the only thing people see is
the exciting
it's a 30-second timeout of me, you know, finger-pointing, but you know, that 30-second snippet or that 30-second edit, right, doesn't really show the hours and hours and weeks and months of, you know, relationship building that's gone into it to get to that point where we do communicate and move on.
Well, fans and listeners will get a chance to see more than those 30-second grabs very, very soon. So excited. I mean, it feels like given all this COVID madness now for God knows how long, 20 months or something, I get the sense that people just want to get out and enjoy themselves, and there is no better place to do that in Cairns than at the Taipans with, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 screaming fans. Very, very exciting. December 4 is the big day. It's been a long time coming, so very, very exciting. I'm guessing tickets are on sale. It's probably not your job to promote ticket sales.
I know I'm happy to take phone calls if someone's signed up for memberships. Jazz would love hearing that.
But, there you go. Get on board with a membership. Absolutely. Adam Ford, well, welcome to Cairns, belatedly. I've been here for a couple of months, but it's fantastic to have you in town. We're excited about the upcoming NBL season, and let's chat again in coming months. Thanks, Adam.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you.